106 every minute. 6,316 every hour. 151,600 will die today. And in this year, 55.3 million people will die. Deaths everywhere. And the Bible says it's appointed that we all die unless the rapture takes place. Amen. I want you to turn your Bible this morning to Psalms 46. Psalm 46. I'm going to preach on believing the Word today. Believing the Word. This is the worldwide problem today. Believing the Word. Do you believe God's Word? See, that's the question. Did you know the Bible says what it means? And it means what it says? Did you know you can believe it literally? Literally. You don't have to guess what it's saying. It's telling you what it's saying. Psalm 46, look down at verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. God is. God has always been. God will always be. God didn't evolve. You and I can't wrap our minds around the truth that God has always existed when there was nothing else. There was not even a heaven. He was by himself, the eternal one. So I'm talking about believing God's word today. 1 Samuel 12:7 states, Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord, Samuel said, of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your father. Stand still, listen to God. What God says is true. What God says we need to hear. What God says will bless your life. God wants us to take in His Word. You got His Bible with you, His Word with you. He wants you to take it in. God wants the minister to make His Word clear and understandable to you. So you'll know what thus saith the Lord. It's serious, folks. This is a serious hour. This is not a playtime. This is a very serious time. This is more serious than a heart attack. Because you're hearing from God Almighty Himself. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit, that is, from your heart, and in truth. You can only worship God by hearing the truth, the Word of God. And in your heart, you worship God. You don't worship God jumping up and down. You hear what God has to say in your heart. You receive it. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision, that is, the ones that sin's been cut out of our heart, which worship God in the Spirit. We worship God from our heart and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Nothing your flesh, my flesh, can do will please God. Nothing. Zip. You please God by faith, by obedience. For God is not the author of confusion. Now, it would surprise, no, it wouldn't, but it might surprise a lot of us if you could go around the churches in Robson County today, see how much confusion is going on right now. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints, in all the churches. In other words, we're to assemble ourselves together to hear from God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I'm not to distract you from hearing him with my confusion or carrying zone. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 2, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Teach the word of God. Teach it. It's important you know what the Bible is teaching. We had a class this morning where we were being taught about what happened to a wicked king when he was mistreating God's people. And we also understood in that lesson the reason they had been mistreated was because of their own sinfulness, their self. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We're there today. A lot of churches don't want doctrine. They want jokes. They want to have a fun time. If the preacher steps on their toes, he's got to go. I'm not joking. I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm talking about Baptist churches. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. In 1 Corinthians 17, in 1 Corinthians, I determined not to know anything among you, Paul said in the first chapter, beginning at verse 17, save Jesus Christ. Paul said, I don't know nothing but Jesus Christ. Amen? Isn't that enough to know? And him crucified. You know why Jesus Christ was crucified? This might shock y'all, but he was crucified for you. For you. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. All these demonstrations we've seen in all these people, what we're talking about here today is foolish to them. They don't want to hear such. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, "For Christ sent me not to baptize." Yes, we're supposed to be baptized after you've been saved. You're supposed to be baptized by immersion. It don't do anything for you but wet you. But it's a testimony of our identification with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul said, God didn't send me to baptize. He let somebody else do that. He said, but God sent me to preach the gospel. And not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. In other words, make it plain and simple. Make it where everybody can understand. The preaching of the cross is the only message of salvation. The only message of salvation, the message of the cross, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died upon the cross because we are all sinners. And it was God's method of saving sinners. And there's no other way to save a sinner than through the preaching of the cross, the gospel, that Christ paid for our sins. And I can't pay for my sins and be saved. I can pay for my sins by going to hell. And never get through paying for them. But Jesus paid for them, and now I won't never hear anything about it. How about that? Amen. Amen. Somebody said amen. Amen. I'm about to have a fit. That's good. I want you to listen to me. The unsaved have free choice. Are y'all listening? The unsaved have free choice as to receiving or rejecting God's salvation. They can decide, do I want to be saved or not? God's give them free choice. In other words, no one can claim to be lost because God did not choose or elect them. People are lost because they choose to be lost. You see this box here with all these names in it? They choose to be lost. I'm praying for them. They're still choosing to be lost. They could be saved. It's up to them. Believe and you'll be saved. But no, I don't want to believe. God lets you not believe. It's your choice. God's not forcing you. God didn't force a one of y'all to come to church today. In other words, no one can claim to be lost because God did not choose or elect them. God gives every person the right or privilege to choose to be saved or not. And when I heard about the consequences of not being saved, I was ready to get saved. I'm scared of God myself. I don't know about you. I'm scared to death of God Almighty because he's able to do what he says. Listen to what Jesus himself said. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stoneth them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered you, thy children, together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. And raised on a farm, I saw that many times. Old hawk come over. Them little bitties go running under mama hen's wings to protect them. And Jesus said, and you would not. Oh, I wanted to protect you. I wanted to save you, and you wouldn't let me. Can you all imagine the heart of God grieved today because people won't let God save them? John 1:12, but as many as received it, as many, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Believe in. And yet these say, I'm not going to believe. They could believe. There's nothing keeping them from believing but their self. In Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, and the bride, that is the church, say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Everybody's invited. Everyone's invited to be saved and live in eternity in heaven forever. And one day we're actually going to live on this new earth. Did y'all know that? We're going to live on this earth. In the New Jerusalem's going to be the church's home. Then there's going to be nations all over the new earth. So people who are unsaved because they refuse to believe on Jesus as their Savior. And they can't blame anyone else. The same is true today. People refuse to believe the preaching of the Holy Word of God. People will tell you sometime, I don't like to go to church. It makes me feel bad. It sure will if you're lost. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable today, you need to get saved. It's surprising what happens when you get saved. You don't be uncomfortable anymore. Unless you're out of fellowship with the Lord. Faith to believe is not a gift of God that God offers to some. All are responsible to believe. Everybody's responsible to believe. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Most people in this world today don't realize they're condemned already. They're already condemned. God's already held court. All are sinners. You're guilty. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Once you believe in Christ, you're no longer condemned. Now you're accepted. And you didn't have to pay anything. It was all free. Revelation tells us all are welcome to come, as I mentioned in 22:17. The reason a sinner refuses to believe in Jesus is his own problem and no one else's. Wouldn't it be bad to be in hell and the reason I'm there is my own problem? That's the way it will be with people. The church, they can't blame the church. The church is sitting here welcoming people. They can't blame the preacher because they could go to a church where there's a preacher preaching. They can't blame the devil. Oh, yeah, the devil blinds their eyes, but the devil is powerless when they hear the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God to salvation. The word of God is more powerful than the devil, folks. Amen? Amen. God is not keeping anyone from believing. God didn't say, you can be saved, but you can't be saved. God's not doing no such thing as that, folks. I know some of these Calvinist preachers teach such as that. Strict Calvinist. God has not picked out some to be saved and not others. All you got to do is read John 3:16. It's as clear as the nose on your face. God loved the world so much, he sent his son to die that whoever would believe, everybody is welcome. God has given his word, the word of the cross, and man can choose to believe or disbelieve. Believers decide, get this, how spiritual they want to be. You see, there's different levels of spirituality. You decide how spiritual you want to be. How committed are you to the Lord? How devoted are you to the Lord? That's how and why we're going to be judged as a Christian. Not for sin, but to see how devoted I was to the Lord. How committed I was to the Lord. What did I do for the Lord after he freely saved me? And each person, each believer, determines that for themselves. And we don't do things for the Lord just to get rewarded. At least we shouldn't. We ought to do it because we love the Lord. God would save me. Why shouldn't I give him all I am? Took me a long time to come across to that. While Satan has blinded the mind of them that believe not, yet the gospel is the power of God to salvation if one will only believe. The devil does not keep one from believing. Now, the devil will say, listen, if you believe on Jesus as your Savior, you got to start going to church and giving the preacher your money. That's what the devil says. You can't go to the beach on Sunday no more. You can't do this no more. You can't do that no more. That's the way the devil operates, folks. But the devil's a liar. God sent his spirit to draw and convict sinners and invites people to believe. But the decision to believe or not believe is determined by each and every person. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is what Jesus said. I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter or the Holy Spirit will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come unto you, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me. John 16:7-9. Now think about that. God didn't only save us, but Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to live in us now. And if you're saved, the Holy Spirit's living inside of you. Isn't that awesome? And wherever you go, and even when you're asleep, he's still there. Isn't that amazing? He gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit to always be with you. You'll never be alone again. What an awesome God we're serving. That's the reason when the rapture takes place, he's already in you. You'll be gone before you knew it. Because he's already in you, brother. Sisters. Now we have all these names in our salvation box. We're praying for their salvation. You praying for them, aren't you? Amen. And yet they still won't believe. But keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Because sometimes it takes a long time to get an old hard sinner saved. Every one of these people in this box, they're almost coming out of the top of it, the names. Because I've seen them stuffed in there, and I've stuffed them in there, and I see them in there up to the top. Every one of them knows about Jesus. They already know about him. But their decision is, I ain't believing. I ain't ready. They don't have no excuse, though. Not a single one of them can blame anyone for not being saved. The choice to remain unsaved is their choice, and it's not God's choice. And if they die lost, at the judgment, God's going to reveal to them how we were praying for them and they resisted it. Because you remember this? All of our prayers are being kept. They're being stored up. There'll be a witness against them if they die without the Lord. Let me make it clear. God did not pick out some to be saved and not others. But God knew who'd be saved and not others. But when he began, he knew that. But each person has got their own decision to make. We're free moral beings. God is trusting me and you to be wise enough to hear his word. He said, be still and know I am God. You got to face God one day. I got to face God one day. Where everyone going to come before God's throne, who he appointed Jesus to be our judge. It's going to happen. God has not chosen anyone to go to hell. But many will because of their refusal to believe in Jesus. This guy they've been having all this riot about the last week or so. He was had a lot of conflicts with the law, is my understanding, in the past. Apparently weren't a saved man. Now they're making all this ado over a man and probably in hell screaming. Think about it. And what's so sad, probably a lot of them going to join him. Why? They're not going to be still and listen to God. They want what they want. I want what I want. I matter. I matter. God don't have favorites unless you're saved. If you're saved, you're one of God's favorites. Amen? Because now he calls you beloved, my children. Aren't your children your favorite? Huh? God lets the sun shine on the unsaved. God lets it rain on the unsaved. God provides food for the unsaved. God blesses the unsaved because He loves the unsaved. He wants them to be saved. And He's blessing them. And they're saying, I got my plans. I got my plans. I'm not ready to serve God yet. You know what? Over every person that's not saved, the wrath of God is hanging over their head. And it's more fragile than a spider web holding it off. Did y'all know that? All has got to happen is click, and they're gone forever. God is good to the unsaved because He loves them. He wants them to be saved. That's why He told us to pray for them. That's the reason He tells us to send out missionaries. That's the reason we have a mission program. Why in the world are we doing all this? Spending all this money like this and energy? Because God loves those sinners. And He wants them saved, brothers and sisters. And we're God's hands to do His work. It's the work of His body, the church. We're His body. God allows people to go to hell, though, because they don't want to give up their sin and accept His Son. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:4 to a young pastor, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Be saved and learn what the Word of God says. That's what God's will is for everybody. Be saved. In 2 Peter, the Apostle Peter wrote in 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants everybody to be saved, folks. And again, that's why we preach. It's why we get together and we pray for the lost. And we work to get the gospel out so people can hear and freely accept this offer of salvation that's provided through the cross of Jesus Christ. There's no salvation in a religion. No salvation in how hard you work. No salvation if you're a good person morally. Salvation is only through Christ and His cross. John, in 1 John 2:2, the disciple, He is a propitiation or the atonement for our sin. Jesus Christ shed His blood, laid down His life for our sins. And for the sins of the whole world. See, the whole world could be saved if they do what I did. And what you did as a believer. Believe on Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. The whole world. And yet more people will probably be in the lake of fire than in heaven. God has challenged all of us to get the gospel out. That's why we bring our tithes, our offerings, support missionaries and mission work. You and I are responsible for what we believe. You believe this book is really the Word of God or not? You really believe it's the Word of God? I not only believe it, I know it. It is the Word of God. There's no book like it. If someone does not want to believe it, it's because they do not want to believe it. God did not make them that way. God has given every person the freedom to choose. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Muslim religion. Oh, that weren't right, was it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And no other way. The Word of God alone. The Bible says the engrafted Word of God is able to save your soul. Amen. In the writings of James, the brother of the Lord. The writer of Hebrews, who that be, I don't know, wrote in 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him, please God. If you don't have faith, you can't please God. For he that cometh to God must believe He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If we'll seek the Lord, He said, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Now, I want to say something right here that's important. Just because you draw nigh to God and you live with all your heart for God don't mean you ain't going to have problems. I don't want to scare anybody or discourage anybody. But if you live a very, very godly life, you may have a lot of problems. But you'll be rewarded for it. More than you can ever anticipate. And if you're living today and you don't have problems, are you doing anything for the Lord? If you really love the Lord, the devil's going to try to make it hard to discourage you. You're doing too much. Back off. I can't make people believe. No one can make people believe. We can witness to the lost and pray for the lost, but we cannot believe for the lost. Isn't that something? I can't believe for the lost. And so don't call me up and say, I wish you would pray for so-and-so to get saved. Well, I'll do that, but I can't save them. Think of the millions of people no one is praying for today. Let that think in your mind. Millions of people, there's not a soul anywhere really praying for them. Think of the millions of people who have no interest in Jesus Christ. Billions of people, several billions, have no interest in the Christ of this Bible. Billions. That's why in the tribulation, billions will be killed. Millions of people believe in their religion and their God. Millions of them believe in their religion and their God. But salvation is only in Jesus Christ. I'm talking about believing the Word. God's word. No other religion or God will or can save anyone. Isaiah 45:5 says, I am the Lord. Listen to this. Boy, this is a good one. I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. People can worship false gods with a little g, but there's no life in them. They can't even move. There is only one real God, and that is the living God. Isaiah 45 and 18 goes on and says, For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. There's a reason this world is here, church. It's going to be melted down one day, though, made over. He formed it to be inhabited. That means he wanted you and me to live on it. I am the Lord and there is none else. Isaiah went on and said again. God said in the very beginning to Adam and Eve, I want you to fill this world with people. God's a big God and he wants a big family. Amen. Jeremiah said in 32:27, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? What a God there is, folks, that we serve. Our God is God. Our God is God. And God is saving every person that's saved the same way, by the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ, by faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. The death, the burial, the resurrection, that's the gospel. That's the power of the gospel to them that believe. And I close with this. Neither is there salvation in any other name given among men whereby we must be saved. No way to be saved apart from that name, the name above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I would challenge you today to love the Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. Allow the Lord to use you to tell others the story of God's redeeming love in Jesus Christ. And please keep praying for these deceived souls. The Lord could come at any second, folks. There is nothing that has to be fulfilled. Everything that needed to be fulfilled for the rapture has been accomplished. We're right now just waiting for the sound of the trumpet. And it must be getting very close. It must be. It's got to be. It's got to be. Because the things that can be fulfilled in the book of Revelation is being completed. Things like those two witnesses in Revelation that's going to be killed and rise up and all the world see it. We got television that can be seen around the world. That's just a part of what help makes us know it's getting close. The ability to give every person a number has arrived. A cashless society, which we may soon be, where the Antichrist can control everybody, buy or sell, because you'll have no cash. You'll have a card or something. And these supercomputers can track every person everywhere and track them down by the Antichrist. Believe the word. Live by the word. You know what? You won't ever regret it when you stand before the Lord. You'll be just praising Him because you were wise enough to believe the word. Loving God, thank you for this privilege. Lord, I don't know where time goes. I just get up here and, Lord, it just goes by. Lord, take your word. May it encourage, challenge, bless. Lord, help it to make us stronger in the Lord and to be wise in the Lord. Give us the grace to know how to live in these days, Lord, when all that's going on is going on, Lord. Bless us, watch over, draw us nigh to your bosom, and forgive us where we fail you. Help us to get out the gospel. Open doors that would please you, Lord, and we'll thank and praise you in our Savior's name. Amen and amen. May God bless. Maybe today you want to come to the altar, talk to the Lord. Pray for somebody that needs salvation.